Welcome. Today, I have the great honor of interviewing Sofia Śniegowska. Her areas of expertise consist of public relations, social media, business development, and marketing. Sofia is the chair of the Communications Committee of the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce here in Toronto. She is also a member of the European Union Chamber of Commerce in Canada. In addition, Sofia is a member here at the NATO Association of Canada. I'd like to thank you very much for joining us today and taking the time out of your busy schedule to meet with me to do this interview. To begin, as the chair of the Communications Committee, would you be able to discuss the significance and the impact of the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce of Toronto?
As our chamber, we're primarily a networking organization, and we obviously master within business relations. We also have very strong ties to the political community. We pride ourselves in attaining very honorable guests at each of our networking events and creating more of an informal atmosphere where business associates and entrepreneurs can actually meet with political representatives, whether they are municipal, provincial, or federal, and get a sense of what they can actually provide to one another. But the most important thing that we are currently involved with is actually our Excellence Awards Gala. And with the Excellence Awards Gala, this will be our second year, and we strive to honor and recognize people within the business community that have truly contributed to the Canadian economy, but also within their own communities. And that's something where we're very excited about this year, because we have the Mayor of Mississauga as our co-chair. So Ms. Bonnie Crombie actually was awarded last year for the Political Leadership Award, and this year she has agreed to be a big part of it, and we're very excited about that.
I think it will certainly be a very successful event, and as a new member of the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce of Toronto, I'm very excited to collaborate with you to work on upcoming galas, upcoming events, and I have to say that I immensely enjoyed our last meeting that we had, and it's certainly a great opportunity to network, to meet a lot of influential people in the business world, and also to network with people who are passionate about building a strong relationship between Canada and Poland. And for those of you out there who are listening and are interested in obtaining more information about the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce of Toronto, you can certainly go online and do more research. What I will do is I will include a link to the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce of Toronto in this publication. So for anyone who wants to become a member, you can easily do so. And like I said, it's a great way to network and to become more involved in the community that you're in. In terms of the Excellence Awards Gala, would you be able to discuss the main goals of this gala along with some of the different categories for those who are interested in perhaps nominating someone?
Absolutely. I mean, we have an extremely large area of different industries that you can apply for. We've suggested many in our nomination process. So when you go online, it actually suggests the different categories that you can include. And it goes from hospitality to law to medicine, a very wide range. It also includes engineering. We are now also starting the Premier Awards, which will also honor humanitarian activities. So we are currently expanding beyond what was represented last year. Last year, we awarded 20 awards. And the one thing that we do try is to ensure that each of the awards that are chosen are different from one another. So there's only going to be one in one specific industry. The only exception to that would be if there are two outstanding individuals in one industry, and for example, one is dramatically younger than the other. One would maybe be in a range between 50 and 60, and the other is in his early 30s or 20s. Then we would believe that both deserve the acknowledgement, because it's always something impressive that the two are that successful in their area. But beyond that, if there are certain industries or categories that are not listed and that we didn't provide a specific example, you are still able to nominate them and simply include in the description a specific category stating that the above didn't include your own.
For those who are interested in becoming members of the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce of Toronto, what are some of the additional benefits associated with the work that is done by various committees and various organizations that you guys are affiliated with that work very closely with you on upcoming projects?
Well, there would be the biggest difference in the types of memberships that we have. So if you join as an individual member and you simply attend our networking events and maybe you don't become as active as joining a committee or eventually applying to be a board of director, there's going to be a difference in what you're going to receive from it. We like to say that you will receive as much as you put in. So the more active you become, the more benefits you will achieve because you will be attending, you'll be present, and the other people that are involved will recognize that. And more opportunities will come from it. And the other separation would be if you join as a small business or a corporate member. So the prices obviously vary between the two, but so do the benefits. And the main difference would be the promotions that we allot to our corporate members. There's going to be a huge presence on our website. There's going to be links to their own business website themselves. There's also going to be more promotional benefits when it comes to hosting our events. If you want to become a sponsor, you will receive a discount. So if you're a small business member, your discount for the promotion at an event won't be as high as it is for a corporate member. We're also going to be pursuing a lot more corporate member exclusive events, and those are in the process right now. We're working with ideas from politicians that they have provided to us. We're also working with our corporate members and discussing what kind of events they would enjoy themselves. And that would be a more elite bracket for our membership.
So I think that being affiliated with the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce of Toronto is a huge, huge asset to anyone who not only wants to become more actively involved in the community, but also if you want to network with those politicians and then learn more about the relations between Canada and Poland. It's a great way to get out there and to become more educated about ongoing issues. And then also to examine any business opportunities, because that's something that you guys closely do. You have a lot of strong ties and strong relationships with a lot of organizations and businesses that are out there. So I think to anyone that's listening, definitely go on the link and look at our upcoming events. And if you have any questions, you're more than welcome to send me an email at it's surma.legal@gmail.com, or you can contact Sophia as well. And your email is?
Sophia.Sniegowska, and Sniegowska is Sniegowska at canada-poland.com. But the most important benefit that we also maybe didn't touch as much is the second you become a Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce member, you are also a member of the European Union Chamber of Commerce. And that opens us up to a much wider network. It's not just Canada-Poland, it is all of the EU members and its partners. You have access to those networks as well. And now we happily also have a member that is extremely active in NATO.
Yes, and I have to say that the nominations for the Excellence Awards Gala are coming to an end soon. The closing date is January 31st. So for those who are perhaps considering nominating someone, what is some of the criteria that these individuals should be made aware of?
So the two most important pieces of criteria is because we are a chamber of commerce and it is primarily to do with the exchange of Canada and Poland, you either have to be a member to be nominated. But if you are not a member and you are nominated, then you must be of Polish descent. And that's pretty much the two fitting criteria in order for yourself to become nominated and, of course, to be an individual that has contributed to the economy or community.
What was last year's gala like? I know that it was a huge success, and you guys talked about some of the members that attended the gala last year, along with the various organizations and people in the community and politicians who came out. So would you be able to discuss how successful the gala was last year?
Last year's gala was extremely successful, especially because we planned it within 2 months. So this year, you can expect 10 times, if not 100 times more, because we are planning this with many, many, many months in advance, and truly, we really started planning as soon as the last one ended. But last year, what was most successful was the fact that we did have so many different politicians from different levels. We had the mayor of Mississauga, and we had many members of parliament who came out to support our event. And beyond that, the people that were awarded, the 20 individuals, they represented such a wide array of businesses and industries that truly have contributed to Canada overall. So that's something that I think we should really marvel at, because we really were able to successfully get everyone together to recognize those efforts.
I think that you mentioned a valid point earlier, that there aren't those restrictions for those who are perhaps young and are considering being nominated or nominating someone. There isn't a limit as to, you know, you could be in your 20s and you might have a friend or a colleague or a coworker that you want to nominate. And just because you're in your 20s, that does not necessarily mean that you won't win an award or that you won't be considered as a good possibility for winning an award. Oftentimes the individuals who are nominated are extremely successful and have made various contributions. So I think that it's really fair that you provide those with an opportunity who are perhaps a bit younger with a chance to not only be nominated, but to have the possibility of winning if they have different experience from, let's say, someone who's 40 or 50.
Absolutely. That's definitely something that we want to recognize. From the top of my head, our youngest award winner last year was 29 at the time. So we are very open to looking at all the different candidates, and we do have a committee that will be dedicated through going through all of the nominations. And we even have a check and balance if the committee is actually stuck themselves and they are unable to break a vote. We have protocol in place for that as well. And like I said, we are not averse to thinking outside of the categories that we have set. If there are two exceptional people, but maybe they have contributed to the community in different ways, then maybe that's something that we will recognize in a way to separate the two. It all depends on how many nominations that we receive and also how many different industries that does it overlap in.
Absolutely. Sophia, I want to talk about some of your experience. I did some research on you and I saw that you have extensive work experience. On top of that, you're highly educated. So as the business development administrator and expert in public relations, you have a lot of experience working in social media, marketing. You've had the opportunity to work a job where you can do many things. So at the Muscat Transport Limited, which is where you work, you do all of these things. So what I wanted to ask you is, what would be some of the most rewarding and challenging aspects affiliated with the work that you do?
Well, the most rewarding would definitely be the amount of trust that is put in me in terms of directing all of the media output, public relations, and social media control. It's not just limited to Muscat Transport. It has, it's the parent company actually of its own driver training school, which is Commercial Heavy Equipment Training, LTD, which is short form for CHET. And beyond that, we have four other divisions that work beneath us as well, where the full transportation logistics and solutions to what it takes to move freight and to train the drivers that actually complete the transportation process. So I think the other most rewarding situation for me is to be able to work with so much multimedia, whether it's the photography or videography for the companies, or it's being involved with the website development, producing all of the social media posts and all of the promotional material, whether it's hard copy or soft copy. All of that is so close to my passions and hobbies that I've always had, but now has transpired into a career itself. So that's definitely the most rewarding. What I think is the most challenging is the main reason I switched to the private sector after working a little bit within the public sector is the belief that in the private sector, things move a lot more quickly, and I'm able to be a bit more aggressive when it comes to project management.